This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
What's your view? Let us know by sending us a text 0427-JOY949 or on Twitter at SatMagJOY949.
You are on Saturday Magazine JOY94.9, Macca and Tass. We enter the last half hour of the show. Now, for those of you who this may have escaped, and I don't know how it could possibly escape you, we have a new CEO at JOY, which is fantastic news. Tennille Moiselle is our new CEO. Tennille comes to us from Midsummer, but you've been here, I think you joined us, Tennille, the day after Anzac Day, last Tuesday. What have you discovered in your first week?
Welcome. Thanks. Hi, guys. What have I discovered? That's a great question. I've discovered some absolutely amazing, really passionate people, and it's been fantastic for me to kind of see how many people are sort of sitting behind the scenes at JOY and dedicating so many hours, so many volunteers doing such amazing, really, really skilled people doing an amazing job. And I think probably people don't quite understand how many people are in there, so it's very exciting.
Well, JOY actually does have, Tennille, it's Tass here, welcome and good morning.
Hi.
JOY does actually have at any one time 300 active volunteers, and that includes people everywhere from the board right through to presenters, producers, podcasters, people at the desk, admin and so forth. And there are people who've actually been here at JOY now for, I know some have been here for nearly 20 years.
Yes.
Almost every day.
It's an amazing legacy to have within an organisation, to have that many passionate people who have been, and as you said, 20 years. I mean, I've been going through the member, patron and volunteer in the CRM, having a look at all the people that we have in the organisation, and just looking at the start dates of some of those people has been just phenomenal. Very, very lucky as a community to have that many people so passionate about producing this amazing thing that you guys get to do every Saturday as well.
Now, one of the big challenges the station has always faced, Tennille, and as an ex-president, I'm a little bit familiar with this, is the finances of the station, and it is always a challenge. I say we're on air, we don't run on air, but it's always a big challenge. Now, you know, you've come from Midsummer, and Midsummer's been around a long time as well. It's faced similar challenges. Does any of your experience at Midsummer, how do you think some of that is going to translate to JOY, and, you know, to help us, you know, to raise the money that we need, not just to stay on air, but to improve what we do and to reach out a little bit more?
So I think there's a couple of things with that. One is definitely my time at Midsummer absolutely did give me some exposure and some experience working with corporate organisations and understanding what drives them to make the decision to become a sponsor of a community organisation. So I think there's definitely going to be a lot of that kind of comes over. But my experience prior to Midsummer was actually all in outsourcing. So I've had a lot of experience working with a lot of different organisations about how to sort of create different customer experience platforms and different products and services that actually can have sort of a commercial component there. So I'm really looking forward to looking at what sort of services we can really articulate and develop as products out into the community, because the quality of what we do from a radio perspective and the quality of our podcast and that sort of thing, there's a real service that we've got not just for the LGBTI community, but for broader than that, I think it's got a great commercial aspiration.
Give us a sense of what you're talking about, Tennille, because I'm thinking, you know, is it Lamingtons that you're talking about? I'm not sure.
Lamingtons?
Lamingtons, absolutely. I mean, I got to be the taste tester at the Pride March Bake Off last year, so I did taste Joy's cakes, and yes, we could go to that.
There you go.
But also just thinking about services. So there's a lot of organisations out there who are wanting to get into sort of podcasting or creating some kind of audio-based training supplement to their products. And we have all of the facilities and the skills to be able to do that. So I'm really interested in working with the production team in having a look at, you know, we make these CSAs, and we've got a couple of projects at the moment where we're creating CSAs to actually send out to other community radio stations all around Australia to actually provide sort of multilingual services and that sort of thing. So we do a range of different things that people probably don't understand if they're just listening to the radio. And people, there are organisations that are looking to pay for that. We can look at how we can actually sell those services.
So it's so the commercialisation of some of the work that we already do that could actually bring us another revenue source.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Yeah. Since we need that.
Yeah. Well, we do, yeah, definitely. And then also just looking at how do we engage with potentially some corporate or some government agencies to think about sponsoring some facets or some functions that we actually serve. Because as you said, we've got 300-plus volunteers. That's a lot of volunteer power. And there are a lot of government agencies that are really proud to be associated with that kind of thing. So whether it's, you know, getting some money for training and some
The fact that this studio actually exists here, Tennille, is because of a previous government who actually provided a one-off $250,000 grant, I think, that actually made
$255,138.
There you go. And that was provided by the Labor government, by the Bronwyn Pike, actually, who is occasionally on our show. So I think that there's more work that we can do in that space. And only this morning we had the Minister for Equality talking to us about investments that the Victorian state government is making towards the LGBTI communities. And that was incredibly insightful, including some discussion about some infrastructure grants that will be available shortly.
Yep. And we were, you know, Joy's a fantastic, I mean, it's a huge organisation within the community. So we're a fantastic hub and gateway to the broader LGBTI community. So we've got an opportunity to strengthen that sort of infrastructure and those sort of services, but then also to provide assistance to some of the smaller orgs as well. So there's a lot of work that we can do in that space. I'm really excited to get in and have fun with all of you and keep moving forward, because Joy is an amazing organisation and the quality of what we produce is just absolutely phenomenal, and that's the key thing that I really want everybody to understand and appreciate, is we produce great radio and we're going to continue to do that.
Tennille, it's Ian speaking. Could you give me sort of other than finances, what are the other challenges you sort of see that that we face moving forward?
Well, I think that every organisation within the LGBTI space who is trying to cut over all parts of that community come up against the fact that we are so diverse. So finding all of those three lines and those common grounds to work from, I think is an ongoing challenge for all organisations in our space. But then I also think we're kind of coming up against this idea that potentially, you know, equality sort of, you know, on the move, and you know, if we look back 20 years, we've made so much progress. I think for me it's about making sure that people understand that having access to services like Joy is going to always be a requirement. There are always going to be people who, you know, want to feel part of a tribe or part of a community, and that's what we do. So we create and provide a safe space for people to express themselves and to connect. So for me, I think it's about making sure that we all understand that things like equality are fleeting, and they only come about when there's a need, and we need to continue to create the space for that need to be expressed. So I think that's kind of, if that makes sense, making sure that the platform is still relevant and continues to connect. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Tennille. Tennille, it's Tess here again. So you've spoken to us a little bit about some of your observations and a little bit about some of your some of the challenges that you see. And just as we sort of close the segment, could you give us some insights as to your vision? Where do you see the Joy community heading to? What would you like to see it go towards?
I think for me, one of the... And looking at, obviously, Joy's existing strategic plan, which is available on the website as well, sort of looking at all of those pillars and looking at what the board and the organisation has sort of set forth. For me, if I kind of summarise that, it's actually about creating a world-renowned and world-class quality service and product, and our suite of services and products. So for me, it's actually about taking, whether it's shows like your show, and looking at how we can syndicate that, whether we can, you know, how we can kind of take our podcasting services and products sort of up to that next level. But for me, it's about saying we've got an amazing product. How can we actually get that out broader from just Melbourne and then Victoria and Australia? But how can we really amp that up and create a world-class media organisation? Because I believe that we've got the skills and the talent to do that, and I want to help us get to that point. So that's kind of, I guess, my vision. Mm. But then obviously it's 100% within that LGBTI or GLBTI, whichever acronym you'd like to use, in that space, because it's a fantastic voice and it's a voice of diversity and equality, and I think that that's a really powerful message.
Tennille, we're out of time, but that's a fantastic message for our listeners and our volunteers and our members. We welcome you, look forward to meeting you in person, and great to have you on the show.
Yeah, and just as I go, I'm thrilled to be with you guys. But just to answer your question, I was listening earlier. To answer your question, I'm named after the Captain and Tennille.
So fantastic.
I have heard the Captain and Tennille quite a lot, but I am named after Tony Tennille, so there you go.
Great relief from Tess and I. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you, Captain. We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Bye.
But I, that was Tennille Moisel, the new CEO of Joy 94.9. How do we broaden our reach? One word, digital. You are on Joy 94.9. Stay tuned. There is more.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.